Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, today we're going to start out with the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC over in Durham. And the phone number there is 919-688-3722. Tickets, you can call 919-680-2787, Ticketmaster, or at the DPAC Ticket Center. All right, on the schedule, Wednesday, November 12th, So You Think You Can Dance Tour 2014. Celebrating its momentous 11th season, So You Think You Can Dance recently received seven 2014 Primetime Emmy Award nominations, including Outstanding Reality Competition Program and Outstanding Host in a Reality or Reality Competition Program, in addition to Outstanding Choreography nominations. The event will feature this season's most popular routines, as well as original pieces created specifically for the nationwide tour. So that's once again, So You Think You Can Dance Tour 2014 at DPAC, Wednesday, November 12th. On Thursday, November 13th, Straight No Chaser Happy Hour Tour. If the phrase male a cappella group conjures up an image of students in blue blazers, ties, and khakis singing traditional college songs on ivied campuses, think again. Straight No Chaser is neither straight-laced nor straight-faced, but neither are they vaudeville-style quiche. They have emerged as a phenomenon with a massive fan base, numerous national TV appearances, and proven success with CD releases. That's Thursday, November 13th, Straight No Chaser. On Friday, November 14th, it's Ghost Brothers of Darkland County, special theatrical event by Stephen King, John Mellencamp, and T. Boone Burnett. Saturday, November 15th, it's QDR Country for Kids with Montgomery Gentry, Casey Musgraves, the Cadillac 3, and Jason Michael Carroll. This is presented by 94.7 QDR, the fifth annual Country for Kids. Proceeds from the concert will benefit the North Carolina Children's Hospital in the celebratory culmination of the 13th North Carolina Children's Promise Radiothon. Also at DPAC on Sunday, November 16th, it's trumpet virtuoso Chris Botti. November 18th through the 23rd, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. November 28th through the 30th, Carolina Ballet's The Nutcracker. Tuesday, December 2nd, Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. 30th anniversary tour, Mannheim Steamroller will present the best the holiday has to offer this season. Fans young and old will flock to DPAC to experience the dazzling multimedia effects that only Grammy Award winner Chip Davis can bring to life. Mannheim Steamroller is the number one selling Christmas artist of all time, with more than 40 million total records and 28 million Christmas albums sold. Wednesday, December 3rd at DPAC, Anthony Hamilton, Home for the Holidays. Special guest Tank. Anthony Hamilton returns to DPAC in his Home for the Holidays tour, featuring classics from his new Christmas album. His previous appearance at DPAC in June 2013 sold out. The Grammy Award winner's arresting voice, a favorite staple on the scene since 2003, recently provided the perfect accompaniment to Jill Scott's earthy vocals on the captivating duet, So In Love. Their dynamic pairing also set a record, 18 weeks at number one, on Billboard's Urban Adult Contemporary chart. Coming up Thursday, December 4th, Joe Bonamassa. Internationally renowned guitar superstar Joe Bonamassa will bring his U.S. fall tour to DPAC with a brand new show for his fans, offering two entirely new and exciting band lineups, with Bonamassa essentially opening for himself. On Friday, December 5th, it is John Oliver. Sunday, December 7th, it's Kenny G. December 9th through the 14th, it's Annie. The world's best love musical returns in time-honored form, directed by original lyricist and director Martin Charman, and choreographed by Lisa Gennaro. This production of Annie will be a brand new incarnation of the iconic original. December 18th through the 21st at DPAC, Ira David Wood III's A Christmas Carol. January 7th through the 25th, Wicked. Thursday, January 29th, An Evening with Garrison Keillor. Friday, January 30th, 50 Shades, the musical parody. And on Wednesday, February 11th, Tony Bennett. DPAC proudly welcomes back Tony Bennett, the 17-time Grammy-winning singer whose career in popular music has spanned over six decades. His previous concert at DPAC on February 1st, 2013, was a quick sellout. Okay, audio-described performances in the region. November 18th, 7:30 p.m., A Midsummer's Night Dream. This is Playmakers Repertory Company at Paul Green Theater. You can call the box office at 919-962-7529. December 14th at 5 p.m., Cinderella, Raleigh Little Theater. Tickets are $33. The box office, 919-821-3111. December 16th at 7:30, Snow Queen at Triad Stage. Ticket prices $20 to $48. December 20th at 3 p.m., Black Nativity, a holiday tradition from the Justice Theater Project at Tismas Theater on Dunn Avenue in Raleigh. Tickets are $18 to $27. December 28th at 2 p.m., audio-described version of The Nutcracker, Carolina Ballet at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. Keep in mind, as you know all too well, audio description is a narration service for individuals who are blind or have low vision. The audio describer provides an ongoing dialogue of visual events that are taking place on stage, screen, at the museum, on a television, at the movies, or even public speaking events. The patron using the service wears an earpiece so they can hear the describer explain the visual events taking place, providing a more robust experience to the listener. Three Triangle Area movie theaters are showing audio-described and captioned first-run movies. The Raleigh Regal Stadium 14 at North Hills Mall. Apex Regal Beaver Creek Stadium 12, Beaver Creek Commons Drive. And Garner Regal White Oak Stadium 14 on Timber Drive. Please check the website or call the theater to confirm available services. Switching to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, the phone number to call there, 919-996-8700. Coming up November 13th, Willie Watson with special guest Liz Longley. This is a Pinecone event at Fletcher Opera Theater. Pinecone's down-home concerts begin this fall with Willie Watson with special guest Liz Longley. Watson, a former member of Old Crow Medicine Show, is touring in support of his debut album, Folk Singer Volume No. 1. Ticket price is $22 to $29. Coming up November 14th at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Brandenburg, North Carolina Symphony Friday Favorites. Tickets are $28, Maymandy Concert Hall. November 15th and 16th, Carolina Dance Foundation presents North Star at Fletcher Opera Theater. November 16th, the Anomaly Tour featuring Lecrae with special guests Andy Mineo and DJ Promote. This is at Memorial Auditorium. November 21st and 22nd, Brandenburg and Brahms. North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. Ticket prices range $18 to $55, and this is at Maymandy Concert Hall. November 23rd, Harlem Quartet with Misha Dichter at piano, Raleigh Chamber Music at Fletcher Opera Theater. The Harlem Quartet with Misha Dichter, veterans of the Masters series, return to the Triangle with a joint appearance that combines the new with the tried and true. Ticket prices range from $10 to $30. And again, this is at Fletcher Opera Theater. November 26 and 27, The Snowman, North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. November 28th through December 24th, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical, presented by Broadway Series South at Fletcher Opera Theater. And tickets range from $20 to $50. Once again, these performances run from November 28th through December 24th. November 28th at Memorial Auditorium, The Whispers with Evelyn Champagne King. Tickets are $35 to $65. November 28th and 29th, Holiday Pops, North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. Tickets $45 to $65. December 3rd through the 7th, it's Cirque Dreams Holidays, Broadway Series South at Memorial Auditorium. Ticket prices range from $28.83 to $71.53. December 5 and 6, Handel's Messiah, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at Maymandy Concert Hall. Douglas Boyd, the conductor, North Carolina Master Chorale. Ticket prices $18 to $55. December 6, Brassmas, Triangle British Brass Band, Licton Plaza. December 7th, Annie Moses Band at Maymandy Concert Hall. Experience the beauty of the Christmas season with the Annie Moses Band as the acclaimed classical crossover ensemble performs stunning arrangements of holiday favorites. Prices $27.14 to $37.14. December 9th, Joy of the Season, North Carolina Master Chorale at Maymandy Concert Hall. And December 10th through the 14th, it is A Christmas Carol at Memorial Auditorium. Some festivals coming up in the coming weeks, Friday and Saturday, November 14th and 15th, it's the Hildebrand Holiday Craft, Art, and Food Show. Sunday, November 23rd, Christmas in Uptown Lexington. Thursday, November 27th, Novant Health Thanksgiving Day Parade. Friday, November 28th, Christmas Flotilla in Swansboro. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, November 28th through the 30th, Country Christmas Train at Denton. December 4th through the 7th, Christmasville in Rock Hill, South Carolina. December 4th through the 7th, Country Christmas Train in Denton. The Country Christmas Train also operates December 11th through the 14th, 18th through the 23rd, and 26th and 27th. Friday, December 5th, Festival of Lights in Greensboro. Saturday, December 6th, Jacksonville Winterfest. December 27th through the 31st, Crystal Coast Countdown in Moorhead City. And Wednesday, December 31st, Raleigh and Charlotte both celebrate First Night. All right, we're going to switch to the Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. Phone numbers there, 919-560-3030 or 888-241-8162. On Tuesday, November 11th, it's Mary Chapin Carpenter, five-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, and 2012 Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame inductee Mary Chapin Carpenter will embark on a unique series of intimate acoustic performances. The tour marks Carpenter's return to singing both timeless hits and deep cuts from her expansive and beloved 13-album catalog after performing with orchestras in early 2014. Once again, that's Tuesday, November 11th, Mary Chapin Carpenter at Carolina Theater. Wednesday, November 12th, it's the Cherry Poppin' Daddies. Thursday, November 13th, Dave Mason's Traffic Jam. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, songwriter, and legendary guitarist Dave Mason has been making music since the age of 18, when he teamed up with fellow England native Steve Winwood to form the band Traffic. That's Thursday, November 13th, Carolina Theater in Durham, Dave Mason's Traffic Jam. Saturday and Sunday, November 15th and 16th, North Carolina Comic-Con 2014. Carolina Theater on Monday, November 17th, it's Ace Frehley, Space Invader Tour 2014. Tuesday, November 18th, Kishibashi with special guest Tall Tall Trees. Wednesday, November 19th, National Public Radio presents Ask Me Another. Ask Me Another is the rambunctious new live show from NPR and WNYC that blends brain teasers, pub trivia, comedy, and music into an evening of hilarity. Host Ophira Eisenberg invites guests and listeners alike to stretch their noggins, tickle their funny bones, and be serenaded by house musician Jonathan Colton. Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall. November 14th is MIPSO and Steep Canyon Rangers. UNC Chapel Hill alums, the Steep Canyon Rangers and MIPSO, are forging their own paths in American music. One of bluegrass's great ambassadors, the Grammy-winning Rangers, ended up backing up Steve Martin live and on record, taking the show to Carnegie Hall, the Hollywood Bowl, and the White House, and winning the International Bluegrass Music Association's Entertainer of the Year Award. MIPSO's renegade traditionalists are taking three-part harmony and Appalachian influences into new territory, wandering off the path blazed by Earl Scruggs and Doc Watson to find a clearing for their southern string band sound. Also coming up, Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall. Sunday, November 16th, it's Diane Reeves, the foremost female jazz vocalist in the world today. Four-time Grammy winner Diane Reeves brings her incandescent voice back to Memorial Hall. Adored for her virtuosity, improvisational prowess, and unique jazz and R&B stylings, she has appeared extensively with Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, and has recorded with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and appeared with the Berlin Philharmonic. Friday, November 21st, at Memorial Hall, Batshiva Dance Company. Known for its power, speed, and passion, Israel's Batshiva Dance Company, celebrating its 50th anniversary, is among the most electrifying contemporary dance companies in existence. Saturday, November 22nd, at Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall, Milton Nascimento, following Memorial Hall appearances by Brazilian music kings, we now bring you the monumentally influenced singer-songwriter Milton Nascimento, whose transformative early work fusing Africanized jazz with Latin American folk enabled a generation of artists to free themselves from bossa nova. Saturday and Sunday, December 6th and 7th, Carolina Ballet's The Nutcracker. Carolina Ballet's Holiday Fantasy Classic returns to Memorial Hall each season, capturing the irrepressible imagination of a child's world in which all things are possible. On Monday, December 8th, it is Jazz for the Holidays, North Carolina Jazz Repertory Orchestra with special guest Renee Marie. Friday, January 23rd, Shabana Azmi. In this unique insight into the life of an artist, Shabana Azmi, one of India's most famous screen and stage performers, as well as a social activist, will screen a controversial film, or her controversial film, Deepa Mehta's Fire, which was out in 1996. Switching to North Carolina State University Center Stage, Tickets are available online at purchase.tickets.com, at Ticket Central in Thompson Hall, or by phone at 919-515-1100. On Thursday, November 13th at NCSU Center Stage, Daka Braka, a hit at New York's Global Fest 2014, dubbed Subversive Ukrainian Punk Folk. This quartet's astonishingly powerful and uncompromising vocal range creates a transnational sound rooted in Ukrainian culture, accompanied by Indian, Arabic, African, Russian, and Australian traditional instrumentation. Tuesday, February 17th, the Swingle Singers. You know their trademark sound from Glee and Sex in the City. Friday, February 27th, Aquila Theater's The Tempest. New York's acclaimed Aquila Theater, the foremost producer of touring classical theater in the United States, returns to NC State. The Tempest is Shakespeare's famous tale of forgiveness and enlightenment. Believed to be his final play, it is imbued with magic, the supernatural, and a heightened sense of theatricality. On Saturday and Sunday, February 28th and March 1st, Aquila Theater's Wuthering Heights. Wuthering Heights is the classic story of passion, revenge, family, class, and the supernatural. One of the most famous works of world literature, Wuthering Heights recounts the tale of ill-fated lovers Heathcliff and Catherine on the lonely moors of 19th century northern England. Friday and Saturday, March 20th and 21st, it's Regina Carter. Violin virtuoso and MacArthur Fellow Regina Carter is considered the foremost jazz violinist of her generation. She has put her indelible stamp on collaborations with artists as diverse as Wynton Marsalis, Lauryn Hill, Cassandra Wilson, Aretha Franklin, Mary J. Blige, and Dolly Parton. All those performances are at North Carolina State University Center Stage. Tickets are available online at purchase.tickets.com, Ticket Central in Thompson Hall, or by phone at 919-515-1100. Duke performances. You can call 919-660-3356 for information. The box office number is 919-684-4444. Coming up November 20th through the 23rd, it's William Tyler, Corduroy Roads. Duke Performances has commissioned the exceptional solo guitarist William Tyler to make a new performance that reflects on the lingering legacy of the Civil War. Corduroy Roads will be performed for an intimate audience at 305 South Dillard, a reclaimed performance space in downtown Durham. Thursday, November 20th, it's Diego El Segala at Carolina Theater of Durham. With a husky, passionate lyricism honed in the cafes of Madrid, Diego El Segala has become an international sensation, the world's greatest living flamenco singer. His catalog includes a triumphant million-selling collaboration with a Cuban pianist and more recently recorded an electrifying tango record filled with passion, fierceness, searing toughness, and a disarming directness. Those adjectives from The Guardian. Saturday, December 6th, it's Pablo Ziegler, New Tango Quartet at Baldwin Auditorium. Thursday, December 11th, Duke Performances, Brad Meldow Trio at Baldwin Auditorium. Once again, that is Brad Meldow at Baldwin Auditorium. Universally admired as one of the most adventurous pianists to arrive on the jazz scene in years, that from the Los Angeles Times, Brad Meldow has spent the last two decades extending and refining the possibilities of the piano trio. Mel Dowd takes center stage at Baldwin Auditorium with longtime trio partners Larry Grenadier bass and Jeff Ballard on drums. Friday, December 12th, it's New York Polyphony at Baldwin Auditorium. Grammy-nominated vocal quartet New York Polyphony perform their holiday program, Sing the Noel, a reverent meditation on the Christmas season, at the acoustically resonant Baldwin Auditorium. And Saturday, December 13th, St. Lawrence String Quartet at Baldwin Auditorium. Stanford University Ensemble in Residence, St. Lawrence String Quartet, returns to Duke performances with their trademark combination of incisive playing and irresistible exuberance. This quartet is remarkable not only for the quality of their music making, exalted as it is, but for the joy they take in the act of connection. That from the New Yorker. Okay, coming up at PNC Arena. Tickets can be purchased online at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Coming up Saturday, November 22nd at PNC Arena, the live debut of The Christmas Attic shows at 3 and 8 p.m. Trans-Siberian Orchestra will wrap up 2014 by performing their rock opera, The Christmas Attic, live for the first time. While 1998's The Christmas Attic features one of the band's most popular songs, Christmas Canon, surprisingly, it is the only album of the Christmas trilogy never to be performed live. Ticket prices range from $30 to $71.50. Again, that is Saturday, November 22nd at PNC Arena. On Friday, December 5th, it's the Black Keys with special guest St. Vincent. And on December 10th through the 15th, it's Disney on Ice presents Frozen. And finally, Wednesday, December 31st at PNC Arena, it is the Abbott Brothers. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.